Hello and welcome once again to the Everything BDSM podcast. I'm your host, Rope Tiger Daddy. This is episode number 7. Today we're going to talk about the difference between fake DOMs and subs and real DOMs and subs. So we're going to jump right into this topic. And if you've read any of my writings, you know what I'm going to say before I even say it. So the title is a misnomer right away. As much as I have opinions about what I think constitutes a dominant or submissive, for me, the phrase real dom, real sub gets thrown around way too often. And I know that's crazy coming from me, one who's like pissed off about kind of the watering down of BDSM. But again, I get pissed off BDSM gets watered down. But also at the same time, too, you have to do it in the way you're going to do it. So, but most of the time what I see is when people say fake dom and fake sub, they don't mean like, well, he wasn't really a dominant. Like, he was a dominant to himself. He might have his shit under control. He might have someone else's shit under control, but may not be able to control your shit. He may not be able to control, you know, a lot of different submissives out there, but for some submissive, he might be the right person or she might be the right person. The same thing with submissives. I've dealt with a lot of submissives in my life. I shouldn't say a lot, but way more than I've wanted to, that were playing at it. I still don't consider them to be fake submissives. I consider them to be lost. Like they didn't understand what they wanted, or they didn't understand the implications or how to get to that. I still wouldn't consider them fake. Like when people are like, I think it's like the new toxic masculinity term for like the world is like, you know, well, he was a fake dom. Like, it's like saying he wasn't a real man. Well, like, what the fuck was he? Was he a robot? Like, was he an alien shapeshifter? Like, what was he or she? Like, and again, I'm using he as in because I'm a male dom and that's what I'm kind of referring to, but you get the point. He or she, like they aren't a real dom. Like they aren't a real sub. It's this nonsense thing that lets us off the hook. And I'm going to talk about that here more in just a minute, but you know, no one ever, it's funny. It's this hindsight thing. No one ever says, well, they were a fake dom or they were a fake sub when they're getting into the relationship. So obviously there was something about them that looked real enough to you, maybe, or something that you thought you could work with, but you figured out couldn't. And I mean, I hate to say this, but a lot of people throwing the fake term around, it could very easily get thrown back into them. I've been accused many, many times of being a fake dom and bullshit dom and, you know, not a good partner, blah, 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 blah. I'm not a good dom and I'm not a good partner to some people. If you know, you're an alpha sub who thinks I'm going to fight you for every bit of dominance I get, you're in the wrong spot. If you are a brat who doesn't get consent and thinks you're going to bowl over me and cause me problems, you're in the wrong place. And, you know, there's dominants that are the same way, that do things in what I would consider an incorrect manner. But for someone, they are the correct dom. They do it in a manner that person can deal with or that person likes. It's like almost like a percentage thing. If you do DS 70% and you meet someone who does it 100%, you're fake. And I mean, you're not fake, but that's what they're going to say about you. You know, if you're a dom who does it 100% and you meet a submissive who does it 60%, they're going to take that 40% that they don't do and they're going to call you fake because of it. There's not shit you can do about it. All you can do is in partner choice, when you're faced with that person, is to take all the emotions and all the hormones and all the NRE out of it and say, is this the right person for me? And if you figure out how to do that, please write to me and tell me how, because I still don't know how to do that well. A lot of us don't. Sometimes you choose the best partner you think you can choose. You create the best dynamic you want to create. You get input from them. You do everything right. And it still doesn't work out. DS is not one of these things that's just, it's like relationship on hard mode. And people will say, oh, okay, whatever. Like, show me how it's not hard mode. You're like, you have a normal relationship underlying it. Potentially. Some people don't do it with relationships, but most of us do. So you have a relationship underlying that. And then you have on top of that a power exchange and a control and a caring and a responsibilities and expectations. And, you know, that's another one that bugs the shit out of me is when doms say, well, I don't have any expectations. That way they can't get broken. I mean, again, I'm not going to call anyone a fake dom because I don't believe in the term, but good luck finding that 30% submissive who wants 30% dominance because it's going to be tough. There's someone out there for you though, but it's just, you know, probably the majority of people doing DS aren't going to match with you. And again, that's more of my point. It's more of a matching thing than a fake or real thing. So there's two things that commonly get thrown around as tropes. And the first one is with dominance. Okay. So there's a reason why dominants do this, but people can't see it when it's being done to them. And that's understandable. That's reasonable to believe. But there's these dominants that the very first time they approach a submissive leaning person, they start barking orders and doing all the, there's two reasons for this. One is a bullshit reason, and that's that they aren't dominant in many ways and they have to overcome their lack of dominant behaviors by being blustery and being over the top. And that's fine. You know, some people are going to love that shit. The one thing I've learned about the community is not to count people out or not to, you know, again, use terms fake and real. Some of these people come and they do that shtick and, you know, they're getting massive amounts of interest because there's people that identify with that shtick. There's people that love that shtick that also have their own shtick that match that shtick. So there's always something. So just because someone isn't matching you doesn't mean they're not matching someone else. But the reason they do that is the first reason, which is to be blustery and to you know, get all the eyes on them and to get all the attention and do that. The second reason is one that's a shittier reason, but just from an opposite side. It's that they're expected to. So I tell this story back when I first started dating again, and this was, I mean, maybe a year after I came out as poly or less, went on a date, met this woman on FetLife, seemed interesting, went on a date with her. My partner went too. We were dating together at the time. No judgment. Do what you want with that. Went on a date with her. It was not the greatest date. She showed up very, very late, flustered, acted like she didn't even know she'd had a date that day. The date went well for the meat of it. We talked and we ate and watched a movie and then we all parted. And at the end of it, she hit me with the old bangaroo, the thing you love hearing from someone you're trying to date. Quote unquote, I figured you'd be more dominant than that. And that shit just went right through me. I talked to her after that, but I never dated her again. I never pursued her again as a partner or a dynamic or anything that wasn't just basically cordial friends. The reason being that is because, and I don't know if she just had always had men act like that and try that shit, the blustery shit. But if you don't know someone, and women complain about this all the time when the guy gets in their inbox or their Instagram DMs or their Facebook DMs or whatever, or at a munch and starts being dominant and trying to be an asshole and trying to take control when the consent hasn't been given and the control hasn't been given. They get all flustered by that, but then there's this expectation of if we don't, then we're not real dominance. For me, like if I don't know you, like that's part of the point. We get to know each other. We get to know where the consent, the hard limits are, what people want, and then we turn the dominance or the submission on. We don't turn it on from day one. Yes, you give little hints. You give little tidbits. Like, you know, if, you know, you might not have a fully formed dynamic, but the person may kneel, the submissive or the bottom person may kneel to you. That's showing deference and that's showing potential. That's not showing that you're automatically just thrown. There's nothing less appetizing when you're dating than seeing someone just throwing their submission around to any person or throwing their dominance around to any person. Like, get to know the person first. Get to know how to push on those buttons and what kind of control they want to give up and what kind of control the other person wants and what kind of decisions and power and leadership and, you know, deference that happens. But just starting out like that is so unappealing. Like if I'm talking to you and you're throwing submission at everyone on whatever social media platform we're on, and you're thirsty as fuck, for lack of a better term, or, you know, desperate as fuck, it's just such a put off. Like, it doesn't make the person that you're giving that to feel special. And there's a lot of people that don't need to feel special like that. Again, if you're talking about fake and real and shit like that, I mean, it's just different. It's not fake or real. It's different. But there's people who enjoy that, like, of that not feeling special, or they can at least overlook it. And I'm just not that guy. I've never have been. And there's a lot of people who aren't. So, like, every once in a while I'll talk to someone and they're just throwing themselves at everyone. I'm just like, I just quit. I'm done. Like, I can't sit there and watch you be desperate, because I don't, like, when you're with me or you're talking to me, it feels like it's just desperation. And I'm, you know, no one wants to be the consolation prize of the dating cesspool, you know? So it's just one of those things. So, like, it comes from both sides, and I get that, you know, people feel that. And if you're young and you're dumb and you haven't read a lot or listened to a lot or learned a lot, and you come into the community, yes, there's that initial, well, I guess I got to act dominant. You know, if you're dominant, it doesn't mean you have to be loud. It doesn't mean you have to be crazy all over the place or dominating someone upon first meeting. It means you got your shit together. It means you have a purpose. It means you want control and you want a power exchange. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're flying in a helicopter and dressing in a suit every day, Christian Grey. It doesn't mean that kind of shit. It can, but that's not the picture of a dominant. A dominant is someone who basically enjoys or wants power exchange, and they want to be the receiver of that exchange. It doesn't mean all these things people ascribe to it. So it's very easy for people to get into that habit of, this is fake, this is real, this is kind of fake, this is kind of real, this is not real at all, this is not fake at all, where they delineate things and put things in these neat little boxes. And, you know, that's fine, but these little boxes don't work in real life. They're not, and see, we used to use the real term. Like, in real life, you can't say things are real or fake. They are only meeting your expectations or not meeting your expectations, or they are only, you know, I don't know, expectations. Like, that's the gist of it. So when people don't meet your expectations, you can call them fake, or you can, if they do, you can call them real. But that doesn't mean necessarily that the fake or real thing is a real thing. It just means that that's what your brain has ascribed to it. So basically, to sum up this episode, I have what I expect myself to be as a dominant. I have what I expect my partners to be as submissives. I have what I want, I don't necessarily expect, new partners to have. I have what I want educators to have before they try to educate someone on dominance or submissive. Beyond that, you do dominance or submissive in your way. Just be honest about what you're doing. You can't say, oh, I'm a dominant, if you only do 30% of it. Say, I'm a dominant, but I don't do these 70% of these things. I do these 30%. You know, and don't lie. Say, I do 100%. And if you're submissive, don't say, oh, I want to submit and, you know, I want to give up all my power and I want to, you know, be taken care of and be cared for and serve and submit and defer. And then when the time comes to do those things, don't do them. Just be honest about what you are and honest about what you want. It makes life so much easier when that's the case. Me as a dominant, I've figured out very quickly to tell people what I want and to listen to their answers. And if they answer, I don't want those things, you have to take and measure that against what you're willing to accept and what you're willing to expect. 99% of the problems that come from BDSM and DS and kink and things like that is people either A, not expressing what they want and trying to get it through manipulative ways, B, not knowing what the hell they want and not knowing how to get it, or C, trying to be something they're not and hoping no one will ever find out. Well, that's where the fake and the real stuff comes in. That's more than anything could be actually considered fake or real. But a lot of times that's not it. A lot of times it's just people who don't know what they want, or people who know what they want but aren't really good at expressing it. Or, again, people who expressed it, you just didn't hear the answer. So that's my take on fake DOMs, fake subs, real subs, real DOMs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess the final message of this podcast episode is, talk. Talk to people you're interested in. Don't just assume, and don't just assume you can be what they need. Think about it. Don't let other factors influence your dynamics. So until next time, this is Rope Tiger Daddy signing off.